I've ever heard.
Excuse me? The hostess asked us to share a table. You mind?
Oh, no, no. I'm waiting for someone, but he hasn't arrived yet. Please.
I'm Tori. This is my friend Fran.
Hi, I'm Martin.
Hi. So, Martin, are you a student at NYU?
No, I'm an engineer in the Navy.
Oh, you must be an officer.
Yes, I am. I'm a lieutenant.
We're grad students at NYU. Psychology.
You know, I've been waiting about 20 minutes for a menu. Why don't I just get up and get one? Excuse me.
That man is mine, and don't you fight me on this one. Not so fast. Did you see this man has a wedding ring on his left hand?
No.
Yes! I refuse to believe that that gorgeous engineer lieutenant is married.
They're out of menus, can you believe it?
So, Martin, I'd like to ask you something.
Sure.
If I told you that we were having a party tonight at the Graduate Center, would you like to come? Alone?
No.
Who would you like to bring?
My wife.
I told you. All the good ones are taken.
Oh, I don't know. I've heard that there are a couple left someplace.
Do you know any? Personal addresses.
No, the Navy is full of them.
Full of them. Okay.
Hey, Dad.
Hey.
Fran and Tori. This is my father-in-law, Dr. Huxley.
Hi. Hi. Nice to meet you.
The place is so crowded that the waitress asked them to sit with me.
Well, if you got to make someone sit with you, this is a wonderful choice.
Oh, yes.
It wasn't a very good choice for us.
Really?
Martin led us on and made us believe he wasn't married.
Oh. No. Don't do that. No.
Okay.
And I see that wedding ring on your finger.
Oh, yes. This is 26 years of wonderful time.
Oh, wonderful time.
This is 5 months a year of wonderful times,
right?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Hey, son.
Hey, Martin. This is my son, Theo.
Oh, Theo. Hi, nice to meet you, Theo.
Hi.
Your father and brother-in-law have been leading us on, pretending they're not married.
No.
Yeah, that's not true at all. As a matter of fact, he is an eligible bachelor.
In fact, you should think of taking Theo to that party you mentioned.
Party? Oh.
Well, the trade is for graduate students.
Graduate, undergraduate, what's the difference?
I just meant that I thought that you might be a little young. That you might feel a little young.
Let's not discriminate against young people here. I mean, younger men have a lot to offer.
Really?
Yes, in fact, studies show that women live longer than men, right? Well, an older woman should get involved with a younger man because that way they'll check out at the same time.
Well, Theo, you present a very intelligent argument as to why we should take you to this party.
Oh, okay. Cool. Hey, bring your old assistants.
Waitress.
Can I take it?
Yes, I would like to buy this young man a cappuccino. Why? Because studies show that young men also have no money.
Guess what?
What?
When I went Christmas shopping with Vanessa yesterday, I saw Santa 3 times.
Oh, you did? You saw Santa 3 times?
Yes. He was standing on the sidewalk, he was in the store, and he was on an escalator.
Wow. Santa gets around pretty quick, doesn't he?
No, let me tell you. These were 3 different Santas.
Oh.
One was black.
Say African-American, okay?
Okay, one was white.
And you say Caucasian.
What?
Caucasian.
Well, anyway. One was Chinese.
I want you to say Asian.
Well, they were 3 different Santas. Now, which one was the real Santa?
See, no one has really ever seen the real Santa because he always comes down when we're sleeping. But I do know this. He has lots of workers from all over the world. And some of them are African-American, and some of them are Caucasian, and some of them are Asian. All kinds.
I'm not asking about the workers. I'm asking about Santa. What is he?
Santa helps children from all over the world, so he has a little bit of everyone inside of him.
Is that why so fat?
We're about ready to leave. Your sisters are putting their finishing touches on Elvin's outfit.
There you go.
Hey.
Hi, Daddy.
Hey, Sparky, give me some sugar.
Mom, Denise, I would keep an eye on your husbands if I were you. I walk into the Cafe de Balzac and guess who was sitting there at a table with two gorgeous women?
Who?
Dad and Martin.
That's right.
Theo, I ask you not to make a big deal out of this. Honey, the place was crowded, so the girls had to sit at our table.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And I do believe that if we had not shown them our wedding rings, those two young ladies were going to take us out to a party tonight.
That's very nice, Cliff. Come on, girls, let's go shopping.
Oh, wait a minute. I just told you that a gorgeous girl wanted to run off with me, and that's all you can say is, come on, girls, let's go shopping?
You could never have done such a thing.
Why?
Never in a million years, for two very good reasons. First of all, you would never be interested in another woman.
Well, that's right. Now, what's the second one?
She probably thought you were too old.
Dad, wait till you see what we did to Elvin. He's supposed to look like an elf when he goes to visit the children at the hospital. Now, he only wanted to wear tights, but we made him an entire outfit.
He truly is an elf.
Okay, now, everybody, he's feeling a little self-conscious, so when he comes down here, I want you all to really play it up. Make him feel good.
Elvin!
I'm not coming down.
Oh, come on, honey. You're going to be late. Come on, honey. You look fantastic. Dad, Martin, Theo, doesn't he look terrific?
I'm studying to be a doctor to earn people's respect. I volunteered out of the goodness of my heart to give presents to kids in the hospital, and they said I had to wear tights and a hat, a simple hat and some tights. But no, my wife and her sisters, for reasons I will never understand, have all conspired to humiliate me.
Elvin, if you're going to be an elf, you should be the best elf you can be.
Well, I guess it's for a good cause, right? So I should do it.
Yeah.
I'll do it. I just don't know how I'm ever going to look the guys in the eye at the hospital again.
Elvin, you just have to ask yourself, am I a man or am I an elf?
Oh, don't listen to him, honey. You're a man and an elf.
Come on, everybody, and get your coats. Theo, we're going shopping. You want to join us?
No, but you can drop me off at Howard's.
Elvin.
Yeah.
There's no one out in the street.
Oh, yeah?
You can go out now.
Thanks, kid.
Oh, man, I must have been tired. I hit that sofa, I was out like that.
Yeah, I know, I was going to sleep on that couch myself.
Oh, I'm sorry, you should have said something.
I did, but you were snoring.
No more apple juice. Really had a taste for some apple juice. Can we share?
Might as well. You took the sofa.
Thank you. So, this afternoon we met at the Cafe de Balzac. Now we're sitting around the kitchen table. Guess you could say this is our day together.
Okay.
You know, it's been about 4 months since I first met you, and I don't really have the feeling that I know you.
I'm Cliff.
See? See, you are funny. You have this way of making people laugh. I admire that. You know, Dr. Huxtable, I really, really love your daughter. And I want you to know that this is a great family to live with, and I really appreciate everything you've done for us.
Really?
And I want to apologize once again for marrying your daughter without you knowing about it. I'm sure it came as quite a surprise.
Surprise. I was shocked. I didn't even have a chance to reject you.
You would not have rejected me.
Suppose I'd had a shotgun and I said, don't come through this door.
I would have said, open fire. You can take my life, but you can't take my love.
Pretty good. You knew my daughter only 2 weeks, and you got married. Now, in the course of that 2 weeks, did,
Oh, boy. I don't know if I should be sharing that with you, Dr. Huxtable.
Yes, you should.
When I first met Denise, I was very attracted to her because she is hot. I mean, no disrespect intended.
Sorry, it says watch your mouth.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, I can't believe I'm telling you this.
Yeah.
But,
You should.
I really wanted to,
be careful.
Express myself physically with her. Can I say that?
Yeah, but you're borderline.
Okay. But you will be happy to know that Denise was having none of that.
Really?
On our wedding night, I discovered that of the two of us, only one of us had had prior experience. And as you know, I'm the one with the daughter.
So you're telling me that my daughter...
Yep. Hey, watch out.
Yeah.
So, this is what Lieutenant Junior Grade's uniform looked like in the 1950s.
That's right. Ten, hop! At ease, sailor.
Hey, wait a minute. I outrank you, Lieutenant Junior Grade.
Not in my house.
Dr. Huxtable, I must say this is very sharp. Very, very sharp.
Well, thank you very much. And I especially loved wearing this on foreign soil.
Oh, I didn't know you were overseas.
Oh, yes, indeed. And found myself in some pretty hot spots, too.
No kidding. Where?
Oh, yeah. St. Croix, Bermuda. Thank you.
Hey!
Hey, Elfin, how'd it go?
Well, listen, I have to admit, when they asked me to do this, I really didn't want to do it. And then when I saw this costume, I really didn't want to do it. But I'll tell you, when I got to the hospital, I saw the smiles on the faces of those kids. It was unbelievable. I loved it. I'm going back again tomorrow. You know, I was so good that I upstaged Santa Claus. Man, he was pitiful. I mean, I was Elvin the Elf. He was Santa the Sad Sack. It was great. You know, I was so good that one of the patients' fathers, Dr. Ventura, asked me to do his daughter's birthday party. I'm getting $100. All I can say is, it's great to be Elvin the Elf.
Well, I gotta go change.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hate to get out of this costume, though. I really love it.
Yeah. Come on, I'll buy you an apple juice.
Oh, we drank the last one, remember?
Oh, that's all right. Then we'll get something healthy like ice cream.
Oh, I'll scoop. Right.
Yeah. Ah. You know, I must tell you that I've enjoyed your company today, starting with the two women at the coffee place, you know. And I really do like you. I do. I think that the only thing that's missing, though, is I feel robbed.
Robbed?
See, when Sandra got married, I gave her away, because I'm the father, you see. I didn't, in the beginning, want to give her away to Elvin. No, because, I mean, I said, Elvin, but now, after knowing him, you know, forget the elf stuff. Because he's wonderful. But with Denise, she comes home and is married, and what's missing is I didn't give her away.
I'm sorry about that. I wish there was something I could do.
Well, who gave her away?
Mufaro.
Mufu?
Mufaro.
Mufaro.
He was a man from a nearby village. He had many goats.
A man with many goats gave my daughter away in my place.
I'm afraid so. Would it make you feel any better if I told you that the goats weren't at the wedding?
No.
Daddy, we're back from shopping.
Hey, I'm glad, because I missed you. Where's Denise?
Getting everything out of the car. We bought lots of stuff.
Ooh, good. I'm going to go help.
Mrs. Huxtable will see. She doesn't want us eating.
Yes, yes.
So, how did shopping go?
Good. I saw Santa again today.
Yeah. You see Santa Claus a lot this time of the year. Yes, indeed.
The Santa I saw is not the real Santa.
Right. Real Santa's at the North Pole.
Have you ever seen the real Santa?
Of course I have. Every year, he comes down the chimney in my house, and he says, Dr. Huxtable, how are you? Ho, ho, ho.
What does he look like?
He's got rosy cheeks, beard, and a twinkle in his eye.
Is he Caucasian or African-American or Asian?
Santa Claus is whatever you are in that house. See? When he comes down the chimney, let's say that you were Japanese. He would be, zoom, Japanese. See? And then he would come in here, same Santa Claus, zoom, African American. I was over to Mr. Jefferson's house. He's Caucasian, you know. And I'm sitting there, Mr. Jefferson left. Santa Claus came down, zoom, he was Caucasian. Looked at me, he said, uh-oh. So I said, it's all right. He'll be downstairs in a minute. And we gave a high five.
You're making no sense, Dr. Huxtable. No one can change like that.
Are you telling me that Santa Claus, the man who makes toys for little kids, the man who knows if you're naughty or nice, doesn't have the ability to change?
What color is he at the North Pole?
You have to ask Mrs. Santa Claus.
Well, I want to talk to Mrs. Santa Claus. Do you have her phone number?
Yes, because adults have the phone number to the Santa Claus house. Because if little girls and boys had it, they'd be calling every 5 minutes, oh, Santa Claus, can I have this? Santa Claus, can I have that? And you better just stop bothering me before I call Santa and give him a bad report about you.
No, don't do that.
Yeah. Well, then you better prove to me that you're a good girl.
I'm good.
Yeah, well, you have to prove it to me. You have to do something.
What?
Mop this floor.
Okay, where do I start? I'm ready.
I don't believe this. Give me the mop, please. See, sit down and eat your ice cream. You kids are all alike. Every time around Christmas time, you'll do anything. Oh, I'll mop the floor. Oh, I'll do the windows. Oh, I'll wash your car. Oh, I'll do anything. And then somewhere around April, I say, mop the floor. Oh, but I'm just a little kid. Oh, I'm just so tired. Oh.
Well, at least I don't eat ice cream when I'm not supposed to.
You stay there, and then when I give you a cue,
what's going on?
Now, you just take your daughter's arm and cue. And would you please escort the bride to the altar? Now, even though we're already married, there's something missing. A man by the name of Mufaro gave this woman, Denise Huxtable, away to me, Martin Kendall. Unfortunately, the only thing he could realistically give away were his many goats. Now, is there a man in the room who would like to give his daughter away? Ah, here's a gentleman right here. Please give her away.
This is not a loan.
Do you, Denise, take me, Martin, to be your husband?
I already did. Do you, Martin, take me, Denise, as your wife?
I already did. Now I may kiss the bride.
Ooh. Mm. Stop.
Wait, where are you going?
Honeymoon.
Yes!
No.
Was taped before a studio audience.